fun of, but it's just like this very tongue-in-cheek, very silly. I like that. They're having a field day. The media's having a freaking field day right now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Lord. Mow it. Are we rolling at the moment?
We are rolling at the moment, yeah.
Holy crow, Mow It. It's the news you can't lose with the Loose Release Wrestling crew.
How different is this intro? So quiet, so reserved.
Because one of what we have this righteous authority right now, Mow It. You and I, obviously we're two big celebrities in the wrestling podcast world. We're kind of killing it, you know, to say. And we have this righteous authority looking down at the podcasters beneath us. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like, you know what, let's just bring it down to them. You know, this is the news you can't lose. Loser Lee's Wrestling. I'm here with Mow It Jazzwal. Mow It, how the heck are you? What are you feeling right now?
Hey, let's not bring that up into this. I know, we're starting off so positive and happy. Right.
Mow It Jazzwal, how do you want to be?
Oh, I'm doing awesome right now. I feel great. Yeah, this is the, about to get some ice cream after this. It's a great day.
That's great. What's your favorite ice cream?
Cookies and cream. I'm a monster for cookies and cream. I can't stop eating it. I eat tubs and tubs of it. Yeah. So,
if I may make a recommendation to you, get that cookies and cream, right?
Yeah.
And get some powdered cinnamon.
Okay.
And mix that shit in. It's so good.
Are you serious?
Kid myself, and I take cinnamon and I sprinkle it all over, mix it together. I can't tell you how happy it makes me.
I've never touched it.
It's a cinnamon bun cookies and cream. It's
wow. Yeah. The cream. There's cream on a cinnamon bun. And then there's a cookie with the cinnamon bun. Yeah, that is pretty good.
I hope you try it. I hope you do. For you, Mow It.
Thanks, Red. I'm glad we're doing this.
We're having such a great podcast so far. Let's get right in. This is the news you can't lose. It's between October 4th and October 10th. And this is the news that we care about. And there's so much news out there. Most of it's garbage. Right, Mow It? Most of the news is garbage. Wrestling news. Real news, too. But most of the wrestling news is garbage. Is that fair?
I think so. I got two things to bring up on the agenda today. So I'm curious if you bring them up. One of them is definitely garbage. The other... also garbage, but all news is garbage. You're right. Now that I'm thinking about it, let's get right into it.
Okay, let's get into it. Well, the number one, it's not the number one story, but it's the first one I read that I cared about. The Performing Center has a new TV set. It's called Capital Wrestling Center. Now, before you say, Red, I don't care about this.
Yeah, right. What do you want me to say?
No, but it's kind of cool. It's like a throwback because they based it off of Capital Wrestling Corporation, which was the original pre-WWE. WWF was the original company that Jess McMahon started, Capital Wrestling Corporation. I don't know. I thought it was fun. But as we know... neither of us really care that much. Mow It, do you care enough to have a comment on this?
There's no comment. No, I don't know. What do you want me to? What are you?
It's off the list.
What are you excited about with that? What is?
The logo's real cool.
Oh, logo.
I love bringing history into it.
That is cool.
I just like the idea. And like calling something Capital Wrestling Center means they're bringing the word wrestling back, which hasn't been something they've been celebrating.
You're right.
For it to be that prominent, Capital Wrestling Center.
It's true.
It's very exciting for me.
It's true. Yeah. That is true. It's been so long that I forgot that they don't use the word wrestling anymore because AEW exists. So I just forgot how stupid of a concept that is, that they're an entertainment company. But they're
switching around. They're having fun. But now let's move on to some real fun stuff because I'm actually very excited about this. And I hope you are too, Mow It. Mustafa Ali is revealed to be the leader of Retribution.
Yeah.
Which is great, because Mustafa Ali, he's been with the company for, I don't know, 3-4 years now. I think he started with the Cruiserweight Classic, which was great. I love that.
It was great.
But now he's running the show. He's got his light-up gloves. Mow It, how do you feel about Mustafa Ali running the show?
I saw his reveal. The reveal was done very well. It was very cool. I just think it was a little, like, he's got such a nice face. He does, you know what I mean? It's hard to take him seriously as, like, a mean guy. Because he's trying really hard, but he just has such, like, a gentle look, you know? So, I think I kind of worry it's going to flop unless he does some major changes to his, like, his, you know, acting ability. Yeah. His swagger and all that stuff. But so that's how I feel now. Otherwise, he's doing a great job given what, you know, they have. I've seen on Twitter they're kind of pushing like retribution as an angle for like them not getting pushed in WWE. So there's like this weird meta context to it, which could be interesting.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm
like
into that.
And also, like people like Dominik Dijakovic, and some of the other people on that team. How do you say his name? You said it one time before.
Dijakovic. Yeah,
I thought it was a Vich. Dijakovic.
No, I just know it because he has an awesome match with Keith Lee. Oh, well, all of his matches with Keith Lee are awesome. Yeah, yeah. But just having Mauro Ranallo, his voice is just burning my Dijak. Kovic, mamma mia, die! Just every couple seconds, Keith Lee. He just is so overwhelmed in all of the badges that all he could do is just scream their names, and it's very fun. Yeah,
that's fair. Well, but one thing about Retribution, we lost a member this week. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I forgot who. Who was it?
Mercedes Martinez has been, I guess, quietly removed from the group, and she's back at NXT, I guess. I'm not sure why. Her nickname was Retaliation. Retaliation was her name. And that's sad, because I like her.
Okay.
And I was excited about having a group that didn't just have the one woman in it, you know? Yeah. Like, this was like a tag team. There's a female tag team and a wrestling faction. That's amazing.
That is cool.
But unfortunately, we don't get that. She's pretty cool, too. She's pretty cool.
Do you know what happened to her? Like, why they...
They have no explanation I could find. I think it's just, yeah, no explanation I could find. They just quietly removed her and they stopped mentioning her in the Twitter tags and such. But we wish her well because we like her, right, Mullet?
Yeah, like yeah. And, yeah. You know, it's probably best to not be in this group. Like, I really don't think it's going to work out in like 6 months. I think it's going to be done for. They look so silly, Red.
T-bar.
And the other thing is, Mustafa Ali doesn't need to be in this at all. Like, what's the point of, like, the scary group and then having a leader to the lead, you know? Like, I don't know. It just felt added on as a surprise. What I see in WWE right now is they're just constantly throwing curveballs for short-term success without thinking long-term.
Isn't he the hacker? Who was the hacker?
I don't think they ever announced that hacker. I think it was just
the hacker a part of Retribution?
Nah. No, just a separate thing. Separate thing that does the same thing. They of turning the lights on and off, essentially.
What a crazy thing is to not watch WWE but read their news. It's insane. Like, I'm really nuts because I don't know how to make connections. Next up, Jazz. Women's wrestler pioneer Jazz has retired from the sport officially. She made her announcement, I think, like a week or two ago. Do you have any Jazz moments here, remember? Anything jazzy? Jazz.
I can't, no, not really. Honestly, she was just in the women's division at that time. There wasn't a lot of attention on the division, and so I didn't pay a lot of attention to it either. So I didn't see much. Did you see much? What'd you see?
Well, actually, I saw very little to nothing of her. The reason being, I didn't have cable at the time when she was on TV. So I didn't really get to see anything, and I didn't watch the pay-per-views back then because they cost money. But I heard she had some good matches. There's like a triple threat with her, Trish Stratus, and I want to say Molly Holly or Victoria, someone like that. But apparently it's a really good match.
That would sound pretty good. All three of those are great competitors. Yeah, so, yeah.
I'm excited about that. But I do have a story about Jazz. When I was, it was 2003, I was maybe 14 years old. And I went to Cyberspace Wrestling in Wayne, New Jersey, where they had a bunch of TNA wrestlers that came to town. So I saw Jeff Jarrett and AJ Styles and stuff like that. And Rodney Mack was there. And I knew that they were married, but because I thought it was so sly that I read it online. And then when he was coming out, I go over, and because I didn't like Rodney Mack, and I go over and I make fun of Jazz. I make fun of Jazz over the railing. Because I thought it was cool because it was 14 and I was sticking it to him. He comes over the railing, comes up to me, gets in my face, puts his finger in my face. He's like, "What the fuck do you say to me? What the fuck?" And then I wanted to get hit. So I was like, "Do something, do something." And I was 14. He was towering over me and there's security that stopped anything from happening. I just wanted to get hit. I wanted to get hit so bad.
Yeah, that does seem like you. You just wanted to feel pain, emotion.
I didn't want to fight him. I didn't want to punch him. I didn't want to fight him because I knew he would kill me. But I did want to get pushed or something. I don't know. I've always wanted to be the fan that gets attacked.
You want a cool story. You wanted a story out of it. Yeah. You wanted to make it even cooler than what it was, which is kind of.
And I always try to pitch that in Spire to what's his face that we don't discuss anymore. Just like, let me be someone that gets beaten up on the outside of the ring. I just want to be a fan that just gets beaten up, and then everyone's just like, oh shit, that guy really beat up that person. I love that. I love that so much. But that's my story about them, and I wish her best, and I hope she does great. And she looks great for her age. She looks amazing. She's like jacked out of her mind, and she looks great. Hopefully she's
jacked out of her mind.
She's always looked jacked.
Yeah, I know. I just like that phrase. It's really funny.
Moving on. This isn't even a... This is not news, but it's fun. Ken Jeong, the comedian Ken Jeong, actor-comedian from the Hangover series and Community.
Oh, boy.
Calls Bobby Heenan and Kurt Angle his comedic inspirations.
Oh, wow. That's
Isn't
nice.
That crazy?
That's sweet.
Yeah, he said that he grew up watching Bobby Heenan, and right around the time that Kurt Angle was coming into prominence, he started doing comedy. You know, he has an MD, and he looked at this wrestler that was Olympic hero, and he wasn't taking himself seriously at all.
Yeah.
You know, he really made fun of himself, and he thought that was amazing, and he modeled his stand-up after Kurt Angle.
That's very
cool. Which I would love to see.
That's good news. I'm glad you dug that up.
Right?
Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah. We love Ken Jeong. We hope him well.
Dr.
And
Ken.
If he ever wanted to jump into wrestling, what a great manager he would make.
I think he was in, he was one of the special guests during that era.
Yeah. With Jeremy Piven, and Jeremy Piven fucked it up.
Yeah, didn't he do a dive, Dr. Ken? I thought he I think he did a little bit, but I don't know.
That'd be pretty cool. I did not know that. I know Jeremy Piven fucked something up because he's not a wrestling fan and he doesn't really care.
Oh, fine. Did you ever see Steve-O, when he was on Raw?
Did you watch the YouTube video of him explaining it?
Yeah. It's really good.
I think we both watched it because I think it was recommended because we're sharing the same Loser Leaves Wrestling on YouTube. You should subscribe. You're probably watching it right now from this. But I saw it there and you must have watched it.
I saw it a while ago, but not to break the illusion a little bit. Sorry. The fantasy. Oh, but it is. It's very, very funny.
Yeah, the special guests on Raw were actually kind of fun, even though I look back on it now. When I was younger, I hated it. You know, I love the idea of Betty White being the host for a day, or the Muppets coming. I don't know. I think that's great.
The Muppets are really good. They were very funny.
They were really fun.
Sheamus is like canon to be Beaker's like uncle or whatever, or cousin or something. Not uncle, cousin.
That's
yeah.
very funny. That's really I good. Forgot about that. That he's roided up Beaker.
Yeah. Because he's talking to somebody, another Muppet, and then pants to the Beaker, and he's just like, you know, like, how's your mother doing? It's like, okay, good. Yeah, I'll see you next, next retreat or something. You know, very simple. It's very good stuff.
That's perfect. Quick, Sheamus, great job. Great job retroactively. All right, moving on. Our favorite. We've talked about him at least. This is our third time talking about him. Marty Jannetty.
Oh, God. Not again.
Marty Jannetty. He posts an incoherent rant about being jumped in front of JFK, and he keeps saying they, like it's some sort of conspiracy, and he's like, I got jumped at JFK, they beat me up, and this was apparently recently. I don't know if this is a part of his storyline, because the dude loves his storylines. He loves making storylines that involve real police work. Mm-hmm. They're suspicious of him. What do you think of the latest rant, just saying he was jumped at JFK, and also he... This is actually pretty upsetting. He compared his situation to Breonna Taylor. And he's just like, I was like, maybe the reason everyone's talking about her and not me is because I'm white.
I was going to say, I was going to have fun with it, but then you told me that part. I was going to say, maybe he's trying to be part of the retribution angle. He thinks it's really cool. And so he's like, oh, I can jump in on that. They're doing this and that. But
let's eliminate the Breonna Taylor comment and pretend that he didn't say that, because in all honesty, we could cut out entire sentences he says and it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. I wish him and his mental health well, because it sounds troubling to me.
That's beautiful, Mullet. We wish you well, Marty Jannetty, your mental health and your future wrestling storylines. I hope they get a little cleaner. We don't want to hear you talking about real topical stuff. All right, we're moving on. The Rock hits a social media milestone, Moet. social media milestone. Instagram, he has 200 million
followers. Holy moly. I didn't know that was possible to be that famous.
He's number three. He's the number one American male. And then number one is Ronaldo, the soccer star Ronaldo.
Oh, okay.
And the second one is Ariana Grande. Grande. What's her name?
I think it's just Grande.
Like, wait, big.
Did you try and make the G silent? Ronde? What did you just...
No, I don't know. I don't know, Moet. I don't know. But Ronaldo has 238 million.
Good for him.
Ariana has 203. So The Rock's right, hot on her tail.
That's impressive, actually, because of the Biden endorsement. I thought would make him drop, you know, drastically, but I guess it didn't.
Because The Rock rises above politics.
Yeah,
you like it doesn't matter what The Rock says. The Rock is his own political platform that is bipartisan. Yeah. I think we could all get behind them. Not even joking. I want to make the be a jokey about this, but I am totally okay with him being president. It's official. I don't care. I think everyone could unite. Everyone could unite underneath The Rock. And I think it would cause even have a puppet government behind him. I don't care. It's already there. Just let him be in place. He'll do such a job of being a good president. Acting like a good president.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I think it's a fun idea. I don't know. I'd like, you know, like a real leader, like a political leader that could...
Moet, that's a pipe dream. That'll never happen.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen again. It's true. As soon as they got Biden as the nomination for Democratic side, I was like, yeah, we're not. Just bring in The Rock. Bring in somebody fun.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. If we're going to have a nonsense person, let it be the best nonsense person we can have.
I hate that he looks like that puppet. I just absolutely hate that... Joe Biden looks like that puppet.
Looks like
that
the old Jeff man Dunham puppet. Old man puppet.
Yeah, it makes me upset.
it's crazy how similar they look. We're going to post a picture somewhere. I'll post it on our... no, we shouldn't post political things. All right, moving on. And this is something that you're going to hate, Moet. Warner Media is cutting costs by 20%, Moet.
Oh, man.
They're cutting costs at 20%, and that's not looking good for the TNT. They're specifically cutting costs in TNT, TBS, and something else. Because those are their TV things, and they're moving away from TV to their streaming platforms. And AEW looks like they're doing well, right? They're doing well. Hopefully it doesn't affect them too much. But I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, Moet. What happens if they lose some of their budget?
That's interesting.
Tony Khan?
They've been doing so well, though, as far as like ratings go, all the, you know, junk that TV people like, you know, they've been doing really well. So like, I think they're like positioning themselves to be like a decent cash cow for the company. But like I said, who knows?
It's very sad. Very, very concerning. Not sad.
Concerning.
Concerned.
Yeah. Like, I think if AEW were to drop, their quality or something, then I think it might be concerning. Like, it might give them more reason to kind of drop their contract at some point. I don't know.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see how that handles out, because right now it's just speculation. It's not really even news. All right, moving on. This is a scary one. Alberto Del Rio. Have you heard about this guy?
This is a nasty one.
Jeez Louise, indicted for aggravated kidnapping in a grand jury in Texas.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was in this relationship. He accused her of cheating, and then he just did terrible things. He did terrible, terrible things, and it's very scary things. I'm not even going to repeat them because of how insanely scary and maniacal they are. They're villain type things.
Oh, for sure. I didn't.
What's your favorite Alberto Del Rio version? I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
What were you saying?
sorry. I can't say it. You ruined me. I can't think anymore. Oh yeah, I can't even read the article. It was too disturbing to me, honestly, so I don't really even know the full details. He's up for life in prison, potentially. I don't think he'll get that.
There's a 50 grand bond that's keeping him out right now.
Oh yeah, yeah. And like, I think that's like the high, like he has to be convicted of like the highest form of kidnapping or whatever it is. So if you probably won't get that, but it's still like, man, your life has gone pretty bad if you're up for life in prison for any reason.
Yeah. He was like on top of the world for a short period of time. You know, like after he got into that thing where he slapped the WWE coworker, remember that? And then, but like they brought him back and they wanted him to do stuff and he had the upper hand. He was married to Paige. Boy, did that go downhill fast. Yeah. What a terrible guy. Thank God Paige got out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. She seems to be doing slightly better. So
yeah, she seems to be doing great. Her Twitch. Well, what used to be her Twitch. I can't even deal with that right now. It's very sad. All of it's very sad. Deuces, Alberto Del Rio, like peace. Right. All right. Next up, this is news to me. I don't know when this happened. I don't know if this is, what are you laughing at?
I just don't know how many more do you have?
Two more. This is our longest one.
Yeah. I'm shocked. I'm used to like a five news articles, you know,
there's some hot stuff here, Moe.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm sorry to bring it up. I was just like, didn't expect it.
You're like, what is this gonna
add? What's happened? Yeah, I apologize.
The next up, WWE Backstage is canceled.
What?
Remember WWE Backstage with CM Punk and Renee Young?
Oh, yeah, that's what that was called. Yeah.
It's canceled? That's canceled, apparently.
Oh, weird. Okay.
I didn't even know about it. I heard about it in an interview with Christian. Christian's saying, yeah, it's canceled, blah, blah, blah. And he was talking about how much CM Punk worked on it. But, man, like, I actually like that show. Have you watched any of it?
Yeah, it's real good. Yeah, it's fun.
It was a real good show, and I love CM Punk on there. Booker T could go suck an egg. I like him, but it's just, boy, do I get tired of hearing him try to stay in character.
Yeah, sure.
And keep everyone's character going. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not so great when CM Punk is there and does not give a shit about any of that stuff, so...
Yeah, but the show's canceled. It's kind of sad. But, Mowit, means there is an opening available for a wrestling talk program on FX1, Mowit.
I like where you're going with
this.
We're
going to send them one of our tapes.
Yeah, there we go.
We're going to send them a few links to some of our content. How are they like 60,000 views?
There you go. Do a highlight reel on all of our Marty Jannetty segments and just
put we should just do it. Oh my God, that's something easy to edit, isn't it?
Yeah, very easy.
I'm going to do that one. That's going to be a Red Jefferson special. I'm going to do that on my, I just downloaded iMovie, Mowit.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, just snip, cut, put it together.
And I'll put in a guitar riff between segments.
That's what I do. Yeah, it's super cool.
We're doing it,
Mowit. Keeps everybody, you know, alert and ready for the next guitar riff. It's great.
They're all waiting for the next guitar riff in between these Marty Jannetty segments. Next up, the last story I have. The New Day has reunited, and as did Lars Sullivan return to the ring. These are two-parters. I want to split with good and bad. So we got New Day back, which I'm very excited for. Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston are going to be a tag team with Big E as the single.
Kofi Kingston.
What did I say?
You, almost like coffee. You say coffee as if you're from Maine. Coffee? You want some coffee? Coffee?
I feel like I inherited something from JR very young in my life. I used to say Rakishi. I used to say Tajiri.
Yeah, you already did.
And I feel like I have to break it, but it's so ingrained. I have to work on it. I'm working on it.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
But Big E is going to be the single star with that. It's cool. And then we get Lars Sullivan coming back. And mixed feelings for me because, you know, he used to be a real piece of shit, according to his social, like things he did online. He apologized for it. I do like the idea of people changing. You know, I want people to change. Apparently, I also did some digging. He may have done some gay porn in the past.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, it makes me feel better because I'm just like, boy, is this a tortured soul?
Yeah.
A tortured soul that's dealing with his own, because he's homophobic outwardly, but he's having fun on the side, you know, like there's definite
struggle.
He's having
fun on the side. You know? He's having a little fun.
It makes me want to root for him, just being like, hey, if you could change and you could make amends, you know, I like people changing and getting better. What do you think, Mowit?
I think that's very sweet, the way you're framing it. I think that's nice. I just took him out of my mind completely after all that stuff happened a year or two ago. So I don't remember all the details anymore. I remember feeling like, okay, he's done. I don't want to know anything more about him. He needs to go out. Because it felt like the stuff he was saying was pretty heinous to the point like he just wasn't going to change. Like he just stuck. thinking in this way. And also it's sort of tragic that that he also did the things that he was so upset about, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, I'm for it if you think, you know, if that's possible.
I don't know. I do not know him. But I do like the idea of people changing. I hope people can change because, you know, there's a good amount of this country that needs changing and they don't just disappear. You know, we hope they change. And, you know, even when I was a kid, I said some things that weren't very cool, you know, like just looking back and I'm a different person now. Yeah.
The thing is, he's a public figure, essentially, and he has hurt a community, right? He has hurt a community. So he needs to do certain things to show that he's changing. And I don't think
he can't go the Hulk Hogan route.
Yeah, he can't just, and it's not fair for him to just show up the way he is. The more I'm thinking about it, I think it's actually horrible that he's back. Because I don't think he's said anything or shown any change.
He apologized last year, and then we never heard from him again.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
Yeah, which I don't like. He got the knee injury shortly after apologizing, so I don't think anything ever happened. He had a serious knee injury. That's why he's been off TV, I think. Mm-hmm. But who knows? I remember Big E had this comment. He's just like when this all broke out, Big E wrote like, you know, if it's true, I, you know, it's going to suck for him, you know, being a bigot in a room in a company that's filled with minorities.
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming like he took a stand against the Suns. Remember?
Wait, what'd you say?
Moet?
What'd you say?
WWE took a stand against the Forgotten Sons. Remember the Forgotten Sons were around?
Yeah, yeah.
And remember the lead guy, he was saying some things that were problematic, and they cut the gimmick, and they cut him, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think that, I think that they're probably being more careful with this stuff. I'm not suggesting that they're perfect, but I hope that Lars has done something to make amends with the people in the back, because that's the people he has to work with, you know?
Yeah.
And hopefully there's some change. And that being said, everything else aside, I want him to be a good person because I love that ugly, ugly face of his. It's perfect for wrestling.
As far as wrestling
it's absolutely
goes,
perfect for wrestling.
I think
and
so.
I want him to be a good person so we could see that mean, ugly mug.
That's pretty good. I can
Moet,
agree with
did
that.
Did I hit your news stories that you had?
You kind of did, but you missed some important parts, if you don't mind. Can I?
Sure, please. Let's get some correct.
So you mentioned the New Day being back. So that's cool, but you forgot to mention that they are back and have split up.
What?
They've already split up.
What?
Yeah, no. last night's SmackDown, they brought them back, and then as the brand split, they brought, I believe, the New Day, the tag team, to Raw, and Big E's going to stay on SmackDown.
But they're not against each other.
They're not against each other, no, but they have split up, so they're not... I mean, I guess they're still the New Day, but they're not going to be together as a group.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Big E's...
Are you not?
No, because there's absolutely no point to it. It doesn't offer any storyline progression. It was just brought on very suddenly. I think, as once again, is like short-term storytelling, like shocks and surprises. I think if they're going to be back within a couple months, I absolutely see no reason to do this. No, nothing to gain from it. It looked like Big E was pissed off legitimately, but maybe he's just a great actor. I think what's frustrating is I think they're trying to make Big E a single star, but you can be a singles competitor and still be in a group. Like, you don't need to be alone. You don't need to break up the Iconics or anyone, really, any tag
team.
They can just do their own thing and be in a tag team.
Sure, and I agree with that. The Iconics really pissed me off because they were ending that, you know? They're ending the Iconics. It's not like they're going to come back. It's not like they're carrying around the same music. They're totally done now, which is a shame. But the New Day has been around for 6 years, and they went to the height of merchandise and the WWE. They really did a lot. And I just think this might be a cool way to keep it fresh, have two on one side, one on the other. They're still friends. When they meet at pay-per-views, it's going to be cool. When they reunite 6 months, a year from now, will be even more fun. I like the idea of, and also kind of like giving Big E a little bit of a stretch. The New Day is a pretty fun gimmick, pretty silly gimmick. And I would love to see Big E push forward with a more serious presentation. And it's hard when you're having that much fun.
The thing that made them great And which they've said over and over again is that they don't need to break up. They don't need extra drama. And like what they've done as a group is they've persevered through the power of friendship. They don't fight. And that's what makes them beautiful. They got their success by being 100% themselves. And even when it's as weird as fucking possible, throwing pancakes out of their, you know, like singlets and, you know, humping the floor and stuff, they got over on a gigantic way. And I think that's what makes them beautiful. They can be, like, aggressive. They can do that if they want. Like, Kofi Kingston showed it off, you know? Big E has been starting to show it off, you know, last couple weeks. But they can also be funny. Like, they have this range. And it's, I find it frustrating that they would break apart. Like, I don't, they can do all the things, you know?
Yeah, they can do all the things. I guess I don't watch. In my brain, I do like change. I like change a lot. And I feel like they're not breaking the New Day as much as they are just doing a different version.
Potentially, yeah.
The thing is, they're not done. They don't want to lose money on this deal. They're still going to have t-shirts with all three of their faces on it. You know, they're not separated. Just gives, one of it does, I love the New Day. And when I was watching maybe 2 years ago, a year ago, like when I was watching pretty consistently, boy, just like with everything, you can have too much of a good thing, you know, like too much Kramer, you know, like I want to see the New Day, but do I need them on every, like two segments each SmackDown? You know, no, I'm excited for the idea of them taking it back a little bit. So when we get it again later, it's that much better.
Red, this is potentially more New Day. This is potentially Big E doing New Day stuff on SmackDown and Kofi and Xavier doing big New Day stuff on Raw.
But there's, you're twisting it. Who do you work for? WWE with your twisted logic. You're right.
The next thing, real quick, is this might not lead to anything, but Being the Elite has a new belt. They have a Being the Elite Being the Elite, the YouTube show.
As a championship belt?
Yeah, they just showed a belt. They just revealed it, the BT belt. But the thing is with this belt is you can do anything to win it. You can put any competition down to it. So it could be, you can challenge somebody for like a pie eating contest or something to win it. You can do anything. It doesn't have to be a wrestling fight to win the
belt.
Is
it real competition, do you think?
I don't, probably not.
Or is it faked? Well, that would be really cool. I would honestly love if they're just like, well, I'm going to do a thumb wrestling competition with Brody Lee. And, like, you know, like, whoever wins gets that championship.
That could be fun.
I would love that, but I would love for it to be real. If it's fake, like, it'll still be fun. That's still a fun idea. Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I have no idea where it's going to go, but it's just a fun thing that they revealed. Yeah. And then finally, Ridge Holland, I think his name is. He, at the last TakeOver pay-per-view on last Saturday, Finn Balor versus Kyle O'Reilly, which was a great match. The end of that, they showed him holding Adam Cole's like unconscious body in the audience, and he like tossed Adam Cole into the arena, which made it feel like, and that was like the big shocker cliffhanger ending of the pay-per-view. And they kind of made it seem like he's either going to be in a part of Undisputed Era breaking up, or at least like kind of be rocketed to the main event. And then on Wednesday, he suffered a freak accident, awful, terrifying injury on air where,
what happened?
You didn't see much, I think, because of the camera angle, but they just like dived off the top rope and he was supposed to catch them. But when he caught them, something happened to his ankle where he rolled and twisted and the entire leg kind of just like, kind of twisted a little bit, and he fell, and he just starts screaming so loudly, like disturbingly loudly. It's just weird. It's just horrifying extra to hear like a wrestler scream because they're so used to like kind of keeping it inwards and like pretending they're not actually hurt, you know, to that degree. But he just starts screaming, and then like there's like eight referees that just kind of swarm him, and then like they run to the guy, I forgot who it was, and like, get back in the ring, and then the camera follows him and they just kind of leave him, and then it turns out it was like a legit injury, of course.
That's scary.
Yeah,
that
so
sucks.
He had a push, oh, and then immediately it's gone, and you know, and
that's
also
such terrible timing.
Yeah,
Such terrible timing. Almost reminds me of the Finn Balor one, where he won the championship and shattered his shoulder. Like, what terrible timing.
Oh, and speaking of that, Finn Balor broke his jaw.
Of course he did.
He won this crazy match against Kyle O'Reilly, and then he broke his jaw, I think, in two places.
poor Finn Balor.
I didn't actually see this part. I guess he had a promo explaining it, but where it's actually not that bad. Like, enough to, like he'll apparently still defend the title at the next TakeOver, which is in a couple months or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not bad, but he can't wrestle or do anything. So,
That sucks. But why don't he's going to make it through. I feel bad for the other guy. What's his name? Rich Holland?
Ridge Holland, I guess. I think Ridge. Yeah, is his first name. Yeah. Ridge Holland. Yeah. Like the ridge of a cliff, I guess.
Is that what I think you're going to say a tree. one quick thing before we go around ending this news, because this isn't news at all, but did you watch Drake Maverick and Killian Dane become a tag team?
I've seen a little bit, no, but
oh my god,
them like prancing around or something. It's
they can't decide on what theme music to use, and Drake Maverick's very funny friendship theme song is very fun, and Killian Dane just uses them as a weapon. And there's this one part where Killian Dane picks him up like as a powerbomb without Drake Maverick wanting to do it. Some guy was on the ground. He's just like, he grabs Drake Maverick, puts him in his, and you hear Drake Maverick scream, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And he powerbombs him on him, and that's the pin. And I loved that.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
I love that so much.
Drake
watch
Maverick
that.
Is extremely funny. He's very underrated. He's so funny and talented. So that sounds fun. I gotta check that out.
Yeah. Dramatically underutilized as a manager for 205 Live. I can't wait to see what he does, because you're right, he's super underutilized. He could do a lot. He's funny, great wrestler. Put him with anyone.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, very good.
Well, Mo, we just went through a whole News You Can't Lose, the longest one in history, I believe.
Yeah.
This is too much, honestly. We got to cut it back.
It's a big news day.
Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to follow us on all the things, Loser Leaves Wrestling, Loser Leaves Pod on Twitter. And please leave a review on podcast, whatever podcast. We need it.
Yeah, please.
Please, God. But thank you so much. Moet, name the time of, what's the time you were born? The time you were born, Moet?
Why do you need to know this? What do you got? I feel like you can't use my astrology, Red. That's not going to happen. 252 with the full moon moving off to the left on November 25th.
You heard it, fans. Put a hex on Moet. We love you. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.